Game 1 of the 2016 World Series between the Indians and the Cubs on Tuesday night. For the first time ever, the Fall Classic commencing in Cleveland. Welcome back, Kyle Schwarber. He's batting fifth and DHing. John Lester 3-0 all-time in the World Series. He faces Corey Kluber, who's been lights out all postseason. Let's pick it up bottom one. Lester facing former teammate Mike Napoli, a man at first, two men away.
Lindor takes off, the pitch is bobbled and dropped by Ross on the transfer, and Lindor has the steal, his second this October. Indians have loaded them up with two down in this scoreless first inning. Swung on a dribbler, slowly hit down the third baseline. It's going to be an RBI single. A swinging bunt single down the third baseline. Chris Bryant had no play when he picked it up. All of this with two outs and nobody on.
This all started with a two-out hit by Lindor up the middle. Stolen base, couple of walks, infield hit. 0-2 pitch. That will force home another. 2-0 Indians. Brandon Guyer was hit 31 times. Led the league during the regular season, so no stranger to a bruise for an RBI. Two number one starters going at it tonight. World Series history. Corey Kluber, the first to strike out eight through three innings. Number 28 is on. And he left, but Lester won't throw over. It's just crazy. He won't throw to first. There goes Lindor. Throw down by Ross. Got him, and what a tag. The Indians are not going to ask this be reviewed, and maybe the edge of the glove right there, the strings on the glove, whatever it is.
Now here's Schwarber. A couple of games in the Arizona Fall League, a big-time prospect league, but again, you go from young prospects to the best in the business. Struck out his first time up. Strong left-handed batter, the pitch to him is swung on, and there's a high fly ball to deep right. Going back, Chisenhall at the wall, looks up, he'll play it off the wall. On his way to second is Schwarber, and he's in with a stand-up double. So Schwarber with a double in his second plate appearance since early April. Roberto Perez will step in. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep left field. Does it have enough? That ball is gone. Home run, Perez. A screaming line drive off the bat of Roberto Perez. And it hit the railing just above the yellow line. And the Indians are in front 3-0. And Perez has his second postseason home run.
Opportunity is knocking for the Cubs. Cleveland has put up 15 consecutive scoreless innings dating back to the Toronto ALCS. This ball is caught.
Everybody stays put. Oh, that looked like it was going to drop.
The 0-2. Struck him out, 2-0. He tied it up. Went around, struck him out. Inning over. Schwarber doubled off the wall in the fourth. Walked against Andrew Miller in the seventh. Miller wins the battle. Trying to keep it within reach. 3-0, bottom of the eighth.
Swung on and blasted. Deep left field. Away, back, gone. Wow, what a game for Perez. Roberto Perez in his first World Series game. Two home runs, four RBIs, and a mob scene in the third base dugout.
The Indians breeze to a 6-0 win in Game 1 as Terry Francona improves to 9-0 all-time in the World Series. Roberto Perez becomes the first player in Indians history with a multi-homer game in the World Series and the first catcher to achieve the feat since Gary Carter of the Mets in 1986. Kyle Schwarber goes 1-for-3 with a double and a walk as he batted fifth. Jake Arrieta faces Trevor Bauer in Game 2 on Wednesday, but the start time pushed up to 7:08 Eastern Time due to a chance of rain in the forecast. For more on the Indians' Game 1 victory over the Cubs, here's MLB.com's Jeff Nelson.
The combination of Kluber, Miller, and Allen work again for the Cleveland Indians in Game 1 of the World Series. Kluber outstanding six shutout innings, striking out nine. set a World Series record with 8 strikeouts through the first 3 innings. Miller got out of some key jams that he set up himself. 2 shutout innings, some key strikeouts to end the 7th and also the 8th. And how about Cody Allen in the 9th inning giving up only 1 hit but striking out the side in the 9th. The Cleveland Indians take game 1 of the World Series.
Roberto Perez had 3 home runs in the regular season. He has 3 home runs in the postseason. The Indians catcher talked about his long ball heroics in the club's game 1 win.
I try to be myself at the plate. I think I'm playing with a lot of confidence right now. These guys have my back. I'm just putting good ABs, and, you know, it's working out. It's an unbelievable feeling, but I don't know. I think I just go out there and play the game the right way and controlling my emotion, and it's been working. I was just trying to not try to do too much at the play. I was trying to put the ball in play, controlling my emotions. I think the first AB I got too pumped up, you know, my first World Series. But after that, I kind of, like, be myself, and I don't know how I hit him, but I put good swings on him.
Francisco Lindor was once again front and center in an Indians postseason victory. He talked about the role he played in the first as the Indians drew first blood.
I was just trying to get a good pitch to hit either up the middle the other way or wherever the ball was, just try to hit it somewhere hard. It went through. As soon as I got on first base, my first thought was, don't be too anxious. Just let the game play and just make sure you get a good pitch to run. And that's what I was trying to do. First pitch, I almost, like, took off, but that wasn't the right pitch. I wasn't 100% sure. And then I took off on the next pitch. We had a plan. The guys talk. It's not me doing it. The guys, they're all behind me helping me. I'm just following instructions.
Brandon Guyer has had an uncanny ability all season to get hit by pitches. That once again played a role as the Indians pushed across a second run in the bottom of the first.
They know that's my part of my game here in the Rays. You know, I did that stuff, but you know, I think they appreciate it, especially when it comes through for runs in the World Series. So they give me a hard time, I guess, a little bit more of it just joking around and funny. But hey, I'm just glad we got the W.
6 plus innings, no runs, 9 strikeouts. It was a good night, to say the least, for Indian starter Corey Kluber.
Corey, there's so much emphasis on your strikeouts, but how much of a role did Roberto play tonight just in the game calling and in framing the pitches, you know, that side of the game?
No, yeah, that's huge. I mean, he did an unbelievable job of – it's almost like he knew what they were looking for. He had him off balance for the majority of the night. Really, you know, the only time that they got hits for is really when I didn't execute a pitch. I mean, if I did what he asked me to, then, you know, it worked pretty well. But that's how he always is. I mean, I'll pitch whenever he asks me to. I think at this point in time, it's all about doing whatever we can to get 4 wins before they do. I mean, if that means pitching on a short rest, then I'm more than willing to do that. I don't think you'd find anybody who would turn down the chance to go out there and pitch right now.
For the first time this postseason, Andrew Miller was a little bit short of superhuman, but when it mattered most, the tall left-hander came through.
I think I'd like to be sharper, but you tip your cap. It's not, you know, I think, you know, there were pitches that I just missed with. There's pitches they laid off, and, you know, maybe that's their approach. Maybe that's just, you know, a credit to who they are as a team. They're the best team in the National League, so it's not going to be easy. Nobody said it would be, but, you know, we'll have to find a way, and at the same time, I'd like to be a little bit sharper next time. Just find a way, you know, trust our defense. I know that we can turn double plays. I know that Roberto's on top of things behind the plate, and, you know, it's not an ideal situation. It's not where I wanted to be, but you got to find a way. You got to find a way to make it work, and, you know, I think at that point you even sacrifice a run or two to get through it, but, you know, fortunately found a way to put a 0 up.
9 World Series games, 9 World Series wins for Terry Francona. He talked about the Indians' 6-0 victory in Game 1 of the 2016 Fall Classic.
Corey Kluber, what is it about him in pressure situations? He just seems to rise to the occasion and not blink.
Well, I think he's a good pitcher all the time. I mean, for the last 3 years, he's been pretty good. But to your point, I mean, in these playoffs, he's been about as good as, you know, and we need him, and we're going to need him more. But he prepares so hard, and we were talking about before the game, you know, his routines and his work ethic. That's why his, you know, you're late into October, and the needle on the gas tank isn't pointing towards empty. His hands are so soft, and I think he's confident to boot. That's a good combination. I mean, what he did at the plate tonight, my goodness, you know, that was exciting to watch. Gave us a cushion early and then late kind of spread it out. You know, in the seventh or eighth inning, that wasn't looking like a 6-0 game. So it's nice anytime. Everybody was happy for him. You could see the way everybody reacted to it.
With the amount that Andrew pitched tonight, will you be able to turn to him tomorrow? How much do you think you could get out of him?
You know, I don't know. This was kind of reminiscent of the first Boston game where he threw 40, 41 plus, and he was ready to come back and pitch the next night. I just think that there's a lot that can happen tomorrow. You know, one, we might not have the lead. Two, it might rain. Three, you know, we could have a lead and he won't be available for as much. But we won tonight. I think when you have a lead, you try to win.